USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Department of Justice continues to go after presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump. After 2.5 years, Trump has been indicted for alleged election interference on January 6. Special Counsel Jack Smith said the attack was fueled by lies told by Trump, calling it an, quote, unprecedented assault on the seat of American democracy, end quote. Trump's expected to be arraigned in the case on Thursday. A Barack Obama-appointed judge has been assigned to oversee the case. The Hualapai Nation Police Department and the Arizona Department of Public Safety are reporting one person has died after 57 souls on a tour bus near the Grand Canyon West Resort in Arizona flipped onto its side. A public relations representative for the resort said the bus collided with a visitor's private vehicle at the resort's terminal yesterday morning. 8 people were flown to University Medical Center in Las Vegas, Nevada, and are all now listed in fair condition this morning. Vice President Kamala Harris is rejecting the Florida governor's invitation to discuss the state's new African American history standards. While speaking in Orlando, Florida, Harris said she will not debate the fact there were no redeeming qualities of slavery. Governor Ron DeSantis has argued the curriculum has been misrepresented, and DeSantis earlier this week said he's willing to discuss the issue with Harris. After Yellow Trucking shut down their business late last week, the move put roughly 33,000 people out of work. Now CVS is laying off 5,000 employees. The layoffs will happen in what the company calls non-customer-facing positions. The drugstore chain says it's evolving to adapt to new customer health needs and expectations. The Wall Street Journal first reported the news, saying the change is part of CVS's efforts to move towards a focus on health services. USA News.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives.
Treatment helped me get my life back. I was so addicted, the only person I could focus on was myself and what I needed. I hit rock bottom and lost everything. Through treatment, I was able to overcome those demons and focus on my family again.
I used until I overdosed and almost died. That was the end of the road for me. After seeking treatment, I now have hope. I learned skills that help me deal with life on life's terms.
800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. That's 800-932-1745.
Illegal immigrants rolling into the Big Apple are in for a rude awakening.
Asylum seekers continue to sleep on sidewalks outside a Midtown Manhattan hotel, with New York City struggling to find shelter for them. They were once again outside the Roosevelt Hotel overnight, which is the intake center for newly arriving migrants. New York Mayor Eric Adams admits the city is out of room with hundreds of migrants still arriving daily. I'm Corey Myers.
A new lawsuit alleges J.P. Morgan moved over $1 million in payments from Jeffrey Epstein to girls or women after he was no longer a client. The U.S. Virgin Islands makes the claim about the disgraced and deceased financier in a new court filing. It's part of a federal lawsuit against J.P. Morgan, claiming it facilitated Epstein's sex trafficking for years. The bank denies any wrongdoing and adds it ended its relationship with Epstein in 2013. If you put stock in polls, it's a dead heat.
A new poll shows President Biden and former President Trump tied in a 2024 general election rematch. The New York Times Siena College poll shows both candidates receiving 43% of support from registered voters, that is if the election were held today. However, the survey also found both men are disliked more than liked, with 54% of voters disapproving of Biden and 55% disapproving of Trump. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.